You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, August 9th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 8.6%. That's how far Kraft Heinz shares fell on Thursday after it reported quarterly sales that fell short of Wall Street's forecasts. The disappointment matters because investors want sales growth. Because the company makes packaged, processed foods, it needs to show it can keep up with changing tastes of consumers who want healthier foods these days. Kraft Heinz has more problems than that. Its stock is down 37% this year after it wrote down more than $15 billion worth of brand value in February. In other words, its Oscar Mayer and Kraft brands won't create as much value for the company as it previously thought. It took another $1.2 billion write-down on Thursday. The next number up is 21%. That's how far Roku shares climbed Thursday. The jump came after the company reported better-than-expected quarterly results. The company, which makes streaming TV players, reported a loss of 8 cents per share, which was better than the 23-cent loss Wall Street expected. Roku also reported better-than-expected quarterly revenue and full-year forecasts. The stock has almost quadrupled in price this year, but the company does most of its manufacturing in China, which means it could get hit by tariffs. Our last number is 25%. That's how far Monster Beverage shares have climbed this year. They extended those gains Thursday, even though its quarterly results missed analyst forecasts. Monster makes energy drinks, and it's been seen for years as a beverage industry disruptor. Now there's a risk that the company might get disrupted as consumers gravitate towards healthier drinks. The company recently lost a court dispute with its distribution partner, Coca-Cola. The loss means Coca-Cola can now sell its own competing line of energy drinks. But the two companies both say that they value their business relationship, and Monster has already started to adjust. It introduced a healthier version of its energy drink earlier this year. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, August 9th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.